Welcome out into Two Plumpsters DFS Picks on this beautiful Saturday morning west of Cleveland, Ohio. What we're going to do today is look at the Seattle Mariners at the Boston Red Sox, 110 start this afternoon. Okay, we got Nathan Eovaldi as the most expensive player on the DraftKings slate. He has a 3.04 ERA in 4 starts, 24 Ks, 3-1 record. He's gone over 5 innings in every start. The last start was his actually second best. He did allow some hits. It was a tough matchup against the White Sox at home. He's had a couple tough matchups in this in his 4 starts. You know, you got the White Sox, the Twinkies, you got the Rays, the Orioles. Shut them out. So I will say Nathan Eovaldi's in play here. 11-4 is expensive, so I don't know how popular he will be, but he will be in play for me. Okay, now we're getting to 10-4, taking a $1,000 step down with J.D. Martinez, who's raking this year, batting 368, 7 bombs, 21 ribbies, a 1.179 OPS, which is unworldly, all right? So, and he's still on fire lately, 17 in his last night against Seattle. Yeah, J.D. Martinez, right on right, don't care. He actually hits righties very well. So J.D. Martinez in play in captain spot and in the utility spot for me. Rafi Devers, left on right, 10K. Love him here. He's not as hot as J.D., but he's close. Betting 264, 6 homers, 17 ribbies, an 883 OPS. Gotta love Rafi Devers here. Now, this is interesting. Chris Flexen, okay, Seattle Mariners starter. He's made 3 starts this season. He's gone over at least 5 innings in every start. 3.38 ERA. He's 1-1 with 14 Ks and a 1.63 whip. Huh, this is interesting. I don't know what to do here exactly because this Red Sox lineup is daunting. But to be contrarian would be the play to play Chris Flexen. So, yes, I will have him. No, I will not have a lot of them, and I would not recommend them in any kind of cash lineups whatsoever. This Boston lineup is daunting. But he will be in play at 9.8K just for raw points. And if it were to be a lower scoring game, you want to have that. You want to have the pitchers in there. And yes, in some lineups, I will have him and Eovaldi together. Xander Bogaerts is next, 9.6K. 378. He hasn't flashed the power quite this year, but he's just hitting the hell out of the ball. A 1.012 OPS. Only 3 homers, 11 RBIs. He'll be batting at the front of this lineup. Love him here. Christian Vasquez has been killing the ball too. 258, 2 homers, 5 ribbies. He's been catching a lot lately, so never know. Day after a night game, could see a day off for Mr. Vasquez. Now we get into some Seattle bats. Big pop here for Kyle Seager. He had a nice little night last night. Went 2-for-5 with a bomb in a nice park upgrade for him. He will be in play. Yeah, his average isn't there, only 205, but he has power and RBI upside. And Eovaldi can give up the long ball. Alex Verdugo, he's been smashing as well. 316 average, 3 homers, 13 ribbies, 891 OPS on the season so far. And he's hot of late, and he's, guess this is the best part about Verdugo. He's been flashing the stolen base upside. Gotta love that. He'll be a very, very top priority captain option. He should be batting first or second in this lineup. Mitch Haniger's been on fire since coming back from all those injuries, batting 312 on the season. His erupted ball off the foul ball that he did 2 years ago seems to no longer be an issue. He'll bat leadoff for the Seattle team, underrated Seattle team, I will say. So Mitch Haniger is in play. Kiki Hernandez could potentially bat leadoff right on right. Not sure if he'll for sure get the nod here, but if he is in the lineup, 8K isn't bad for a leadoff hitter. He's been hitting well since coming over from LA to Boston. Ty France, batting 299. This guy kind of does it all. I like Ty France a lot. Dylan Moore's been terrible this year. He'd be a contrarian option play for me. I don't know if I like it enough to try it, though. He's been 111 with a lot of strikeouts. Bobby Dalbec, 7-2. That's a little expensive for a guy that will be hitting 8th or 9th. in this lineup, and he may not even be in it with the right on right. Marwin Gonzalez, never a big DFS guy. He's just an all-around good baseball player. Not huge on him. Taylor Trammell, the young stud rookie, batting only 176, but does have power upside. Left on right matchup, you got to like it. Kevin Plawecki, interesting. If he starts, six hits a little expensive, but nobody likes playing catchers, especially in showdown slates. So if he goes yard, that could win you a tournament. J.P. Crawford right on left. He'll bat in the bottom of the lineup. No power, but he does have a stolen base upside with a little bit of average in his bat. Kyle Lewis, 5'8", that's too cheap. He hasn't been priced up since he's come back from injury. He should bat in the middle of the lineup somewhere for this team, even in a right-on-right matchup with stolen base upside. I never know how to pronounce this guy's name, okay? Jose Marmolos. I don't know. Either way, left on right. He plays a lot in these situations, and he's actually been batting cleanup in these situations for Seattle. So, but that was before Kyle Lewis came back, so I don't know if Kyle Lewis coming back will change that any bit or not. Hunter Renfro right on right. Don't know if he'll start here, and he hasn't been really hitting that well, 188. Only one homer. You want to see those homers up higher than that. Evan White, if he cracks the lineup, bats fifth usually, I would take a flyer at 5.2. Christian Arroyo, batting 333 on the season. He cracks the lineup. He's interesting, 5K. Frenchie Cordero, power upside, not really much average, and stolen base upside wouldn't be a bad option at 4.8K if he breaks the lineup. Tom Murphy, the catcher for Seattle, only batting 091 on the season, but he has a lot of pop in his bat, so I wouldn't hate him either. As we get down here, that really, really does it for potential starters. You never know. Might get one of those weird day game guys pop up, but to sum it back up, I do like the Red Sox in this game. Evaldi has kind of turned his way into a top, say, 30 pitcher in baseball. I'm impressed by him this season. Seattle's bats have been good this year. I don't know if they're as good as they've shown, but definitely going to get to a lot of Boston here. And as much as JD, Rafi Devers, Xander Bogaerts, and Verdugos, I can fit in a lineup, and Eovaldi as well. It should be a nice day in Boston weather-wise. Let me check that as we talk through it. It's a nice day here. I don't know if... Let's check this out. We're talking... Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're talking almost 70 degrees. It's going to be 70 degrees at first pitch. Beautiful hitting weather. That actually, as we talk through it, leads me a lot more towards bats here than even the pitching. Even Eovaldi at 11-4, I'm going to be heavy on bats in my 20-entry max. And a little less on pitching, especially seeing that 70 degrees in that amazing hitter's ballpark up in Fenway. So, all right, guys, I think that'll wrap it up for this one. Enjoy the slate. Enjoy some Saturday baseball. And check out that Shane Bieber, Garrett Cole matchup tonight. It should be a great one. Best pitching matchup so far of 2021 in the major leagues. Have fun with it. Hope the Tribe can get right here. I think they're actually helping the Yankees get right with how bad their bats are. We shall see. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.